Yeah, and whatever we do, anything we do, even things that are not what we call spiritual or what the world calls spiritual, we make them. Everything we do has to be L'shem Shemayim and with that intent that to serve Hashem better. So, or causes something so I could serve Hashem better. So we went through a few examples, eating and drinking. The last example we gave, a person is sitting amongst big Talmid Chachamim, big Tzadikim, you can mess that up too. In other words, if the reason why a person is there is like, guess where I was today? Or is it because you have something to learn? It could be life lessons that you imbibe while with them. Okay, now we're sort of like in the middle. Again, it's a long siman, one sif, but it's one. So we're pretty much right in the middle. Let's see. I think it's 11 lines down. So, v'chein shchiva, a person wants to lie down, a person wants to rest. Ein tzarich lomar shebizman sheyuchal la'asok b'torah v'mitzvos lo yisgara b'shina la'aneg atzmo. So, it's even a time out of time that really you could be learning and you're just wasting the time playing Angry Birds, right? We're not talking about that. That you're sleeping. Ella afilu zman shu yogea, but even when a person's tired, v'tzarach lishan, so you have to sleep. Kedei lanuach megiyaso, so that a person could rest, person from all the work that they do. You know, it's not just physical labor, right? The person, whatever a person does, a person gets tired from it. Imasala nasgufo, so if the reason why you're sleeping is because you want the physical pleasure. Again, as we saw yesterday, doesn't say it's usur. It's just not. It's not the level of person. It's not praiseworthy. Ella, rather, again, what's your intent? Ella yiskaven lasei shina la'ena v'lugufa menucha. The intent a person has to have is so a person I sleep and give my body rest, tranquility, rest. L'tzarech b'riyos so that I'm healthy. So that when you learn, right? We all know when a person's tired, you can't think, can't concentrate. Like people don't realize, you know, they think yeshiva guys, they sit all day, what do? Don't realize, you know, just try to sit down and concentrate, like really focus and concentrate for a half an hour. Most people can't do that. And then you go into a yeshiva and you see people sitting and like, concentrating for hours. People don't appreciate what it means. It's physically tiring. And unless you rest and back off a little so that you can't continue to concentrate like that. So that has to be the kavanah.
Why is it not fully praiseworthy for a person to rest so that they'll be able to do that?
No, that's what we're saying you should do. In other words, so that I could learn. No, if a person does it just for pleasure reasons, that's not mishuba. The intent should be, of course I'm giving myself a little relaxation and I'm resting, I'm going to enjoy it so I could serve Hashem better.
That's a shava?
So that, yeah, that's what we're shooting for. So that I my mind is clear so that I could learn better, I could continue to learn. Also, relations between a husband and a wife. If it's just animalistic pleasure, that's right, like everybody in our society does. So somebody might say, yeah, but I want to have children. So a lot of times people want to have children. Here the Machaber is saying, so that they serve me. A lot of times people have children, it's not so, it's also selfish. It's also selfish. People want to have children for selfish reasons, right? So that they have children. Avia mal makomo, they'll take my place, right? I could have somebody to give over the business to. I could play golf, I'm the chairman of the board, and they could do all the work. And l'shuva. Elias Kaven, Shubanim la'avodas baro, children, why? Serve Hashem better. Or she's kamel kai mitzvahs ona ka adam aparei chovo, or again to because the wife needs it, right? When you talk to people, right? We could talk to people. Casual conversation. Could be a mitzvah. I feel even if, again, you're not talking about Torah. Like you're talking about, I don't know what. You're talking about history, you're talking about geography, you're talking about science, whatever you're talking about. Oh, she's kind of like, excuse me. Right? To serve Hashem better. Or maybe Allah will. Or it'll bring me closer to Hashem. This can mean a lot of things. Like I mentioned on Shabbos. You know, saying hello to somebody, saying good Shabbos to somebody, saying it's so fast. It's amazing what you could do to a person. It's amazing. You all have heard all these stories, you know, somebody smiled at someone said hello to someone, gives chizuk to people. Or even something not like that. Just my wife showed me we got this sefer recently, just a little while ago. They put out another book by Rabbi Victor Miller. So he has sections on different things. So she told me to read the section on evolution. Rabbi Victor Miller speaks about evolution. So it was very interesting. But I was more interested. The next section talks about the universe. And I don't know if you ever, but to hear him was, but he talks about an orange. He talks about how if you look at an orange, he also talks about a peanut. How you could disprove atheism, being an atheist from a peanut. I only wrote Victor Miller could do that. So one of the things he talks about, he talks also about an orange. So he talks about why did Hashem make an orange orange? So because he said if you look at it, the orange is only orange on the outside. Once you peel it, the backside of the peel is white. Why is that? If it's just happened, it should be orange all the way through. Or it goes through this whole thing that it doesn't make any sense, unless you believe that there's a God, and Hashem, the design behind an orange. And we're not going to get into the peanut right now. So when you read those things, you're like, it's amazing. Kol shadavar. So again, just to finish off, the general rule that we have to keep in mind. This is very important. Chayav adam lasum eina v'liva al derachav. Person, right, we talk about this in Moshe Shir. Person has to watch, place their eyes and their mind, focus, pay attention to where you're going. Think about what you're doing. Most people go through life without thinking. V'lish kol masav, and weigh everything we do. Not just churn it out. Think, weigh it. Everything we do, but maznai sichlo, using our mind, using our seichel, which hopefully is formed through Torah. Ukshuro davar shiavi l'idei avodas bora yisparach. Yisparach, when you see something that will bring us closer to Hashem, yaseu, so you do it, or you think it, or you say it, or you analyze it like a peanut. Vimlav, and if not, lo yaseu, so then you don't do it. Of course, again, it has to all be within the realms of Torah. Mishanoe kain oved es boro tomid. So then, again, that's the idea. And then if a person does this, then we're always serving Hashem. It's not like other religions that it's on a certain day. It's only when you're in the house of worship. It's only when they're dead, right? Everything we do, every single moment has to be infused with ruchnius. Okay?